You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I said,
are they?
I said 40% of America gets President's Day off. 40%. Seems like it's 85% of DFW.
Ooh.
There's 11 cars on the road.
It's closer to 40 than 85. I'd say it's about 60.
Okay.
Slightly.
That's barely closer. Very
it is.
Nice.
Yeah, it's yes, barely closer. Barely you did the close. Math in your head. Yeah, I'm proud of you there. Go ahead and text us in at 877-881-1053 if you are working this morning. Man, we'll give you a little bit of shout-out. Want to remind you also, at our fan page, 1053thefan.com, we're doing a lot of great stuff up there, putting all sorts of stories up there. We got tons of All-Star Weekend reaction, Dallas Stars news. We're really doing everything we can to try to make that website as great as it can possibly be over this next year. So we highly encourage you to make that a part of your bookmark, make that a part of your normal viewing day. Go to 1053thefan.com, check out our stuff. Going to have all sorts of fun types of videos, show things going on up there here in 2019. We're very excited about the relaunch of our website there at 1053thefan.com.
There is one team that has already given up in the NFC East.
It's not the Cowboys, right?
No, they have not given up. They're going to win the NFC East again next year. The Eagles have not given up. The Redskins have not given up.
Maybe have good reason to give up.
Even though they should give up.
They should.
The New York Football Giants have 100% given up. As long as Dave Gettleman is running the show, that is great for everybody else. According to reports, the Giants are leaning officially towards keeping Eli Manning as the starting quarterback.
What?
This is the same dope who took Saquon Barkley with the second overall pick.
Now, this is the type of quote where he's just leaving the door open, right? And this basically is meaning if we don't have a better option, we're going to go with Eli Manning, right? As opposed to
Saquon Barkley as the Wildcat is a better option than Eli Manning.
I agree.
Okay. They need to move on. As long as they don't, it's good for us. We probably shouldn't even be talking about it because we don't want the secret to get out that they're a group of morons up there. They need to stop. But in reality, the Cowboys just bought themselves two wins next year. They got two wins because of this.
Yep. I love that take. There is absolutely no reason, though, that anybody in New York could possibly be signing on for this. Now,
are you kidding me? They love Eli Manning in that organization.
See, that's the debate. In the organization, yes.
Well, yeah, that's all that matters.
If you're a fan of that team, though.
But who? Nobody, what team? You never listen to the fans.
You got to be dog cussing them for that.
Right. You never listen to the fans, though. I mean, let's be real. Like, the organization?
This organization does sometimes.
Oh, that shouldn't happen. Okay? What's the old saying? If you listen to the fans, you're going to be sitting next to them. Sooner or later, you'll sit next to him and start listening.
I do like that saying. SNY.com points out that the Giants' original plan when GM Dave Gettleman and Pat Shurmur took over was to try to rebuild the offensive line, draft Saquon Barkley, and attempt to make one last run with Manning over the final 2 years of his contract. Year one, last year, went so badly that I couldn't imagine them going back to that well if they had a better option in place. Now, the possibility is that maybe they're sitting at six and someone wants to trade up, and the value that they would get at that position, knowing that they'd still have a bad quarterback, another year to tank, and potentially another top 10 pick to make in 2020, I could see that mentality creeping in there. I could see the idea that they'd be willing to trade out of their spot, pick up a few draft picks into the future, essentially admit to tanking for another season, and then go after the big prizes, right? The big quarterback prizes that are going to be available in 2020. Is that when Taylor Lawrence is going to be available, or will he still have one more year? Tua Tagovailoa will definitely be available next season.
He'll
be
available.
Lawrence is one more year away.
Trevor Lawrence, one more year.
So, I mean, the tank for Tua thought could already be in play with New York. I, for one, though, am a huge fan of this announcement. Obviously, if you're a Cowboys fan, you are writing two wins on the schedule against the New York Giants.
100%.
If you're playing Eli Manning, there's no question about that.
Absolutely agree. So there's that fraction of it. So the Giants appear to be keeping, at least on the surface right now, Eli Manning is the starting quarterback this year. Great news.
Will we have a development in the Antonio Brown saga 2 weeks from now?
2 weeks from now?
That is when the NFL Combine kicks off there in Indianapolis. February 26th, I believe, is when that gets going.
Well, that's
a week and a half
that's
away.
A week from tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Right.
Well, it starts on a Tuesday. Players report, but they don't really do the activities until the Thursday or Friday.
That's a week from tomorrow.
According to reports, trade talks involving Antonio Brown are expected to heat up once the Combine gets underway. Now, for his part, Antonio Brown did a interesting thing on social media over the weekend. He decided to hold an AMA. RJ, you've heard of these. It's a Ask Me Anything on Twitter, to which he had some interesting responses to a couple of fans. One fan asked Antonio Brown, what caused the conflict between you and Ben Roethlisberger? Antonio Brown's response, no conflict, just a matter of respect, mutual respect. Mm. He has an owner mentality, like he can call out anybody, including coaches. Players know, but they can't say anything about it, otherwise their meal ticket is gone. It's a dirty game within a game. Relative to those comments about Ben Roethlisberger, RJ, you say yay.
I think he's absolutely right. Ben Roethlisberger's job is not to be this. He's not a coach. He's not a coach. That's not what his job is.
Should any quarterback in the NFL have the right to call out his players after he's established himself the way that Ben has? 10 years in the league, multiple Super Bowls.
Is he his boss?
No.
Are you the boss of me?
But
is he the boss of me?
When it comes to quarterbacks, I mean, I would make the case that more often than not, the quarterbacks do kind of assume a boss type of role because they take the boss criticism. They take most of the boss criticism when it comes to wins and losses, right? Do you disagree with that? Obviously, it falls at the coach first.
Yeah, I don't think
that. But then the quarterback is the one, by and large, who has wins and losses tied to his record. No other player on the field has that. So does he have a right?
Quarterbacks, I mean, that's such an old school mentality. Quarterbacks don't really have wins and losses tied to their
record. Look, this isn't about the debate about whether or not wins and losses are valid. The coach
doesn't yell at the quarterback only if they lose the game.
Sure.
Like, the coach gets upset with the team. The coach understand it's a team game. Nobody in your office that sits in the cube next to you that has that is not a boss, like that is not a management, does this. I think Antonio is 100% right. Now, I don't know that Ben, I mean, look, he's not, he has, I'm sure he has this owner mentality in terms of, I think I'm an owner of the team. I'm sure Tom Brady has the same thing, and a lot of these quarterbacks do get put on a
pedestal. I can criticize whoever with impunity because I'm not going anywhere. That's kind of what AB's talking about.
And that shouldn't happen ever. That should not be the case. And I'm, you know, like, I don't think that you should ask the quarterback who you want the coach to be. And I'm glad the Packers apparently didn't with Aaron Rodgers. Don't ask him. It's not his job. Job's to play. His job is not to critique the wide receiver. So Antonio, I think, is right in that regard. I don't think Antonio is right in a lot of things that he's said this offseason or done, but I think in that perspective, he is.
Okay. He goes on. Fan asks him, what would you tell people that say you only want a new team to get a new contract? He said, quote, not for the money, it's for the love of the sport. The commitment to win relentlessly, consistently, passionately. Plus, I made $70 million. It's public record, not to be cocky, just truth. Time to play for my own team, AB84, the family. Now, that whole quote seems very contradictory. On the one hand, he's like, it's about the commitment to win relentlessly, consistently, passionately. On the other hand, we had multiple reports about the Steelers basically shading and protecting Antonio Brown, even though He wasn't showing up for meetings. He was consistently late or didn't show up for team walkthroughs. He sometimes wouldn't practice during the week, and the team never made a mention out of it. That doesn't sound like, to me, someone who's committed to win relentlessly, consistently, passionately. At the same time, many reports say that when Antonio Brown is on the field practicing, he's one of the hardest workers out there. So I don't know what to make about that statement. He goes on to say, again, time to play for my own team AB84, the family. I don't know what he means by that either. He's invoking, I made $70 million, but now I'm playing for me to get what's mine. You've kind of got it.
Well, he got it.
Not that he's not due more and not that he won't get more. He's going to get more.
Do several million more.
Yeah.
You know, and look, he understands. I think a lot of players do understand. As they approach 30, you know, he's going to lose something. If I'm Antonio Brown, I want to get as much as I possibly can now. He's not going to get any more. They're not going to cut him.
Yeah, he's got 3 years left on his deal that he signed. It was a four-year, $68 million extension with the Steelers in 2017. Yeah,
and unless he turns into Steve Smith Sr., he's not going to play till he's 40. Like, he's not going to play several more years.
Jerry Rice style.
This is probably his last deal that's of major money.
Yep.
Like, he's not going to go sign another $10, $12 million deal in 3 years. Like, that money's just going to dry up for him because he's going to, as a player, get old and not be as effective as he used to be.
Another fan with a question on Antonio Brown's Ask Me Anything. Quote, you sat at our last game against the Bengals. If you love the game as much as you say, regardless of your $70 million you made, shouldn't you be able to sit out? You shouldn't be able to sit out so easily then, right? Antonio, after the coach told the team I quit while nursing some bumps, then invite me to watch the show with same guys thinking I quit. I cannot stand with that. I'm the bad guy, Doe. We miss postseason. Think about it. Again, don't necessarily know the point he's trying to make there. I guess he's saying that the coach said he quit on the team when he was nursing injuries. I don't know why you couldn't nurse injuries with the team in the rehab area where your teammates are rehabbing, but that's another conversation. And then finally, who would be those teams that you would like to play for? Antonio Brown, best interest this be my first meeting with Mr. Rooney ever as Antonio Brown the man, not AB84 the player in the locker room. Never been to my house, their house. Like, what am I really doing? Less than what you bargain for more than real. True. What the hell hurts. Is he saying?
My head hurts. He
needs a literary class.
Well, stop with the question and answers. What benefit did it do him to do this? Nothing. The only thing, he was right on the Ben Roethlisberger stuff.
It continues to bring attention to him. It continues to put him in the headlines and keep people focused on the idea of getting a deal done with Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown's a good player. The deal's going to get done because he's a good player. All this other stuff that is bringing the attention to himself is a turnoff to a lot of these teams. These teams have shown that time and time again. They don't want to deal with guys who bring attention. They just don't. That's the end of this. That's the bottom line. All right, 105 through the fan. Sean's out. We will. The most misreported story continued over the weekend, and we will talk about that. But first, Troy, we have yet another President's Day fun fact, my fellow Americans. Three of the first five presidents died on the 4th of July. Let that sink in. Adams, Jefferson, Monroe. Three of the first five presidents died on July 4th.
That was a horrible movie, by the way, too.
Born on the 4th of July?
Yeah, it's not good.
Really?
Not a good movie.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
No. You're not missing much.
Really?
Not missing much. It's too... Okay. Nothing like that.
No idea what you guys are talking
you
about.
Quit being Cardi B. God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.